And now it's time for The Last Call with Pastor Marty Nutter of Faith Lutheran Church in Tullahoma.
That hymn that we just sang is today's gospel lesson, where Jesus appeared alive to his disciples. And not only on that first day of the week when he rose from the dead, but also a week later, like today, when Thomas was with them. And there are numerous occasions in Scripture of the Lord's resurrection appearances. Certainly the most notable ones are recorded for us in Matthew 28, Mark 16, Luke 24, and John 20. Early on that Sunday morning when Jesus rose from the dead, he appeared alive at the empty tomb outside of Jerusalem. Jesus appeared to Mary Magdalene. At first, she thought he was a gardener. It was her Lord. And also on that very day, the day on which Christ rose, in the afternoon of that day, Jesus appeared alive to two travelers on that road to Emmaus. Also on that very day, Jesus appeared alive to Peter in Jerusalem. And also on that very day in the evening, Jesus appeared alive to the 10 disciples in that upper room. In fact, that's how this morning's gospel lesson begins. And then a week later, after our Lord's resurrection, like today, Jesus appeared alive to his disciples in that upper room. And this time, Thomas was with them. And we see that in today's gospel lesson. One day at daybreak, Jesus appeared alive to seven of the disciples who were fishing on the Sea of Galilee. Sometime later, Jesus appeared alive to all 11 of his disciples on the Mount in Galilee. On one occasion, Jesus appeared alive to more than 500 people at one time. Paul talks about that in his first letter to the Corinthians. He says, Jesus appeared to more than 500 people at one time, most of whom are still living, although some have fallen asleep. Now, the Apostle Paul wrote 1 Corinthians in 58 AD. Now, that's a benchmark date, so that most of those 500 people who actually had seen the resurrected Christ were still living to talk about it some 25 years later. One of them was an early church father named Quadratus, who lived well into the second century. He was an actual eyewitness to the risen Lord. Think of it. And at the ascension of our Lord, 40 days after he had risen from the dead, he appeared. The Bible teaches, Acts 1 verse 3, after his suffering, Jesus showed himself to these men and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them for over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. And Jesus also appeared to James and also to Paul on that Damascus road. Now today, our gospel lesson covers two Sundays. Last Sunday, the resurrection of Jesus, where he appeared to the 10 disciples in that upper room. And this Sunday, today, where Jesus appeared to them again, though this time, Thomas was with them. And the details are quite similar, except on this occasion, the disciple Thomas was with them. And the others had said to Thomas, "We have seen the Lord." And Thomas had said, "Unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails, and place my finger into the mark of the nails, and place my hand into his side, I will never believe it." And a week later, today, the disciples were again together in that upper room, and this time Thomas was with them. The gospel writer John makes that very clear in his gospel, John 20, verse 26, Thomas was with them. And Jesus said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Now, the invitation was given by Jesus to Thomas, but we don't know if Thomas actually followed through at this point on what he had vowed he would do and what Jesus was inviting him to do. Scripture never tells us if Thomas followed through. But what scriptures do tell us is that Thomas proclaimed, "My Lord and my God." The great doubter had become the great shouter, "My Lord and my God." Jesus appeared alive by many convincing proofs to the disciples, to the women, to those along the road to Emmaus, to over 500 at one time, to James, to Paul. Now, I have not seen the resurrected Christ, nor have you, with physical eyes, but through faith, spiritual eyes, we have seen him, and we continue to see him. Jesus in our text today says, "Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Blessed are those who have not seen. That's where you and I come in. Jesus calls us blessed. Blessed are those who have not seen and have yet believed. Instead of seeing is believing, it's a case of believing is seeing. "Blessed are those who have not seen," says Jesus, "and yet believe in me." The Bible says, though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him. There will come a day when we will see him, and we shall see him face to face. 1 John chapter 3, verse 2, "Dear friends, we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known to us. But we do know this, that when he appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is." I'm looking forward to that day of seeing Jesus and of being with Jesus. "Oh, that my words were recorded," says Job, "that they were written on a scroll, that they were inscribed with an iron tool on lead, or engraved in rock forever. For I know that my Redeemer lives, and that in the end he will take his stand upon the earth. And even after my skin has been thus destroyed, yet in my flesh I will see God. I myself will see him with my own eyes. I will see him, and not another." Jesus to Thomas, "Because you have seen me, you believed. Blessed, happy are those who have not seen me and yet have believed in me." And then in the last two verses of this morning's gospel lesson, John says this. In fact, these two verses, John 20, verses 30 and 31, give us the purpose of why John even wrote this gospel. This is what he says. "Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these have been written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. But these have been written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name." If a person believes in Jesus, that he is the Christ, the Son of God, the Savior of the world, then that person has life. And if a person does not believe in Jesus, that he is the Christ, the Son of God, the Savior of the world, then that person is dead, even while they live. Celebrate life, as life has been answered for you in Jesus Christ. And then go forth this day to proclaim life, as life is known in Jesus Christ, to a world that is hungry to hear. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our own eyes, which we have looked at and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life. The life appeared. We have seen it and testified to it, proclaiming the eternal life. And may the Lord richly bless you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh,
This may well be your last call to ever hear and respond to the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Don't delay. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. 2 Corinthians 6:2.